Extracts from a Jacobite manifesto dated at Lucca, Italy, 10th September 1722. We declare that provided the Elector of Hanover will deliver quietly to us the possession of our own kingdoms, we will make no inquisition for anything that is past. We will acknowledge him the same dignity of king in his native dominions, inviting all other princes and states to do the same. We will live in brotherly amity with him and contribute all our endeavours to establish him and his family in prosperity and royal grandeur, where an uncontested right will free him from the crime and reproach of tyranny and usurpation, and a quiet conscience make a crown fit easy upon his head, leaving at the same time his succession to our dominions secure. In due course his natural right shall take place. Let him compare a calm, undisturbed reign over a willing and obedient people, his natural-born subjects, with the restless, unquiet possession of an usurper in a strange land, where authority forcing the inclinations of the people can only be supported by blood, violence, and rapine, externally subject to fears and alarms, even when no danger appears, for guilt can never rest. Let him consider a fixed and solid establishment of regal power in himself and his posterity, exposed to no chance with the frail and uncertain settlement of an usurped title, which must and shall, whilst we have breath, or any descendants in being, be forever disputed. Let him reflect that the divine justice never fails sooner or later to chastise the oppressor and to redress the innocent and injured. Instead of advising with an imperious ministry as much his tyrants as the nations, let him consult his reason, let him ask his conscience, let him examine his interest and his glory. Nay, his very ambition will advise him to descend from a throne, which must be always shaking, to mount another where his feet will be firm and secure. We conjure all Christian princes and states to be aiding and assisting to us in this just and amicable proposal, whereby without effusion of blood or any national or public disturbance, justice may be done to an injured prince, and an equivalent provided sufficient to content an aspiring one. As a further inducement to all Christian powers to enter more furiously and deliberately into this important proposition, we offer ourselves to make good on our part all such alliances as have been already contracted with our kingdoms, conducive to the peace and tranquility of Europe, and to enter into any new ones that may be judged necessary for the farther strengthening and securing thereof. That there may likewise remain no objective from the fears and apprehensions of any one man in our own dominions, conscious of having offended against us, we promise a full, free, and universal pardon to all persons of whatever degree or condition within our realms, without any exception, who shall in unreasonable time return to their allegiance, or by any act or deed, advise or otherwise effectively contribute to such a happy accommodation as may put a period to all our private and public misfortunes, that every English man may hereafter live quietly under his own shade, enjoy his conscience undisturbed, and rest upon his pillow in peace. We protest solemnly before God and man that nothing can be proposed to us to make our kingdoms happy and flourishing, and to quiet the minds of all men, but we will strive with the most zealous to promote. Our desire is to embrace the whole body of our people without any distinction or reserve, to root up the very seeds of prejudice and division, that all notes of discord, separation or difference of parties, and all reproachful denominations may be forever extinguished, and that the king and his people may have but one mind, one heart, and one interest. That humanity, that love of our country, and that goodwill to all men which we make the rule of our actions, prompt and incline us in the first place to the ways of mercy and peace. It is therefore that, waiving all present applications to foreign powers, who, considering how much in reality our cause is their own, might reasonably be induced to aid us in vindicating that majesty which they behold oppressed and affronted in our person, and sacrificing all resentment, passion, or desire of revenge to the public good, we now seek and condescend to shake hands even with those who have most injured us. Given at court at Lucca, this present 10th of September 1722, and in the 21st year of our reign. Postscript. James Rex. Since we first proposed to publish this our declaration to the world, it is come to our knowledge that divers of our subjects continue daily to be questioned and imprisoned upon pretense of intelligence with us, that informers, spies, and false witnesses are become so numerous and are so openly caressed and encouraged that no innocence is safe, that the terror of these arbitrary and violent proceedings is become dreadful to all men, not excepting the very army, where without any regard to past services, the poor soldier is exposed to cruel and unmerciful punishments upon the testimony of secret informers, without any other crime pretended, but bare suspicion of affection to us and our cause. We think it therefore a farther duty incumbent upon us as a Christian king and the common father of our people to interpose on behalf of the innocent and to forewarn all judges, justices, privy councillors and councillors, officers and commanders-in-chief, magistrates of all degrees, sheriffs and persons sworn upon juries to take especial heed how they rashly involve themselves in the crime of persecuting the innocent or dip their hands in the blood of the guiltless. For we are resolved to keep a strict and exact account of the sufferings of the very meanest of our people.